Good afternoon, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we discuss everything relationships. Today is an impromptu podcast. I had planned on doing a different podcast, but I'm not feeling that one to talk about. I go very much on my instincts and my feels within. So I was planning on doing one about leaving a toxic relationship and what happens when you do and when you don't. That will be coming, but I wasn't feeling it today. I wanted to talk more today about when you're in a relationship with someone and it's as though you're talking Japanese and they're talking Italian, right? And there's just such a disconnect in how you relate to each other, and it transcends into all aspects of your life where the relationship is toxic and the communication is completely not happening, and the perceptions of the relationship are completely different by each person. And I'm talking about a relationship that I have been in, and it really is a real head trip, because it gets to that point where you can't talk about anything at all without there being some kind of argument or confrontation. And in my situation, it's because that person refuses to own his story, refused to take responsibility for his actions, and it was easier for him to project his stuff onto me, and that is how it played out. And it can be exhausting, right, when you know what you're living in and that person refuses to show up and own their story. There's one thing in being in a relationship that's difficult, but at least the partner's willing to discuss things and have a conversation. But when you're in a relationship where your perception of the relationship is perceived so differently. So my perception of the relationship was the fact, based on all his behavior in the relationship, and it wasn't just a one-off, it was years and years and years of really difficult, abusive situations. But his perception is one of a victim, one that he disowns his own story, and it was always my problem, right? And so nothing could ever get resolved, and his perception was that I was the difficult one. But the reality was, is if I wasn't happy and being how he needed me to be, for example, if I was premenstrual, he just would not speak to me. He would switch off. He would expect me to still act and behave in a way that it was like, you need to bow down to me, even though I know you're premenstrual. You need to still talk in the way I need you to talk to me. How dare you have, PMS, or how dare you be less than how I need you to be, because he obviously couldn't handle that. So what do you do when you're in this situation where there is no communication and it is incredibly difficult to resolve? The answer is, if that person is unwilling and doesn't own their story, then you are going to have to make some decisions within yourself. You have to understand that you cannot make a person awaken to their truth unless they are willing to. And even though this person knew me for years and years and would often say when we broke up, I get it, Sal, I'm going to get the help. I see what's going on. I see my story. He would only ever do that when we were over. And that was his way of obviously getting back in the relationship. But when we ended up living together, it played out that it was just really difficult because he owned no story of his own. Every single thing in his life was my problem or someone else's problem. And when I would try to talk about things in a positive way and say, look, how about thinking about it in this way? He was set in his ways. So my point is that when you're in a situation where your partner will not listen, does not want to communicate, resolve and they're just fiery. It's almost like they're addicted to the drama. They're addicted to the battle. They're addicted to that problem. You have to make a decision about what you're going to do about that relationship within yourself. It's not about trying to fix him. It's not about worrying about, is he going to change it? Can I improve him? I'm going to tell you now, no, you can't change him. No, he's not going to improve. It will never change. And this is the truth, guys. Like, oh, you know, I knew this way early on as well, but you just hang on, you hang on, you hang on, you hang on, because you're invested and you want it to be right and the good times are great and all that kind of stuff. But the reality is, if someone can't be there in your tough times, they're not going to ever be there when you need them. That is just not healthy in any shape or form, especially if they can't even see it, especially if they don't even get it. And instead of even listening to your concerns about that, instead of even addressing, instead they project it back onto you and say, it's your fault. It's your fault that I'm this way. It's your fault. And they play the victim all the time. This victim mentality, just always. And it got to the point where I couldn't even say things like, have you fed the dog? He would react. Oh, it's another thing I don't do. He'd say, well, yeah, you don't. So it was a lot. It's just battles, battles, battles. So in this situation, there isn't a lot you can do other than work on yourself and make some decisions about your future and understand that a person that wants to work on himself, it's very evident. They are willing, they are communicating, they are talking to you. This person would, it was like Jekyll and Hyde, right? And I knew it when we weren't living together, but it became more apparent when we were. And his denial of that fact was ridiculous, because when he was being nice, I would even say to him, so, you know, like how you're behaving really cool now, do you think you're this way all the time? And he'd laugh and go, of course I'm all this way all the time. I said, no, be serious. Yeah, he'd say, but he'd never admit it. I don't know what that is. Like, maybe you can relate to this, but my point is in this podcast is to say, if you're talking in different languages, if you're not having communication with your partner, if you are feeling as though you can't even express your feelings, talk, or be understood, be listened to, that is the sure end of a relationship. It just is. You can't live like that. The inconsistency in their behavior is a head trip. And it will definitely drive you crazy. So you need to have a conversation with yourself and ask yourself, what is the next right thing I need to do? How can I look after my heart, my soul, so I'm not affected by this? Because you do get affected by their changing behaviors. As awakened as I was, because I definitely been on a journey at this time, I definitely was awakening, I still couldn't get my head around the shifts and turns in his moods, and the fact he would project it back onto me was even more of a head trip, right? So it's really important to be able to look after yourself and do what's right for you and plan for the future where you don't have to keep second guessing yourself and going through that kind of feeling, because no one needs to be dealing with that. You can't save everybody. He would be doing the right thing if he wanted to work on that relationship. And the fact he's not doing it, he's telling you, this isn't my problem, it's yours. That in itself, when you clearly know it's his stuff, says everything. So that was just a bit of a ramble, guys. I hope that was a little bit insightful, at least. Didn't have any specific things for you to do today from that podcast. It was more just basically saying that some people can't be saved, and communication lacking it definitely means you're at a standstill. And if it's been that way for a long period of time, then it's not very likely to ever change. So there needs to be a conversation with yourself. So anyway, guys, I'm signing off now. I will love you and leave you. I will be back in here in a couple of days, sending you so much love, and reach out to me if I can help you on your relationship journey.